crazy. So go ahead.
All right. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to working with companies that are just starting off and have like not a lot of experience?
Budget.
Okay.
It's almost always budget. Budget and them not understanding the value of like things, right? They don't understand that a brand is more than a logo. Mm-hmm. They don't understand that it's going to cost money because we're going to ask them really hard conversations. They don't understand that a website, for instance, one of the websites we're finishing up now, we have 200 hours in. They don't understand that, like, no, not every website's going to have that, but oftentimes it comes down to this balance of understanding what we do, because a lot of people don't understand what we do, and with that comes a lack of being properly prepared with budget.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. What do you do when you feel like a company could benefit off of a change that they aren't looking to make?
I think we always try to bring it up. So whether it be someone that's brand new, right? A new client that we've never worked with and we're trying to sign them. For instance, the other day when he wanted a logo, but we said you should have a website because he has this multi-page PDF that he was going to be manually emailing to people versus being able to send them or give them a business card and they can get to all that content. So we will tell them up front before we're with them, but also if they're a current client and we still think they should be doing something, what we try to do is bring like facts to the table. Let's try to make sure they understand, like, okay, if we tell you that you should be running your account on Instagram, you should be posting 3 times a week on Instagram, and like, here's why you should be doing it, because people that are in your realm love seeing pretty photos of whatever it is that you do, and they respond to it well, and then it's building brand equity and trying to make sure that people understand, like, oh, when I think of X, I immediately think of this company. And that's the idea behind marketing in general, right? You're trying to capture attention is all it is. So you want to be the popular kid.
Okay. And what is your favorite part about what you do?
It's my favorite and my least favorite all at the same time. It's like being able to work on all aspects of a business with somebody, right? My absolute favorite part would probably be like when we see real growth, when people let us be creative and you see that like the things that we do lead to actual growth. I love that. Like that is like, that'll get you out of bed in the morning, right? The hard part, and why I say I love it and I hate it, is the hard part is, you know, we'll go from working on a website 1 second to like an hour later, we're laying out a wireframe for another site. And, you know, the other portion of the day, we're responding to RFPs and we're doing all that. That's part of owning an agency. It's part of owning a small business in general. I don't know one small business owner that like can honestly say they don't wear multiple hats, is the expression. And I think it's great and it can sometimes wear you down all at the same time. So a little bit of all those.
Cool. And then what is the hardest step of the web design process, do you think?
Probably the last 10%.
Okay.
90% of the work comes in the last 10% of the project. You're talking like all those little itty bitty things that you've seen 10,000 times and you just keep forgetting about it, or you've seen it and it's in your mental checklist, but it's just not registering. Like, that's not the priority right now. That's not the priority right now. That's not the priority right now. And you just kind of keep skimming over it. And then you realize, like, I have to get that done. Like, that needs to get done because the checklist that everyone has dwindled down to the couple of things that I have now. And like, again, it's one of those things where like we can make a lot of progress. You saw the progress I made on just going from like a sketch of a wireframe to like starting to build out pages. And we can get that done and start building it out into you know, a website fairly quickly in terms of like what that looks like. It's when we're waiting for content from clients. It's when we're waiting for specific information from clients. It's when we have all those little tiny button-up things that we have to do. It just eats up a lot of time. And I feel like that's probably the hardest part to the process, at least for me at this given point in my career. And anyone that has developed websites, sometimes starting it is the hardest part. Mm. Sometimes looking in, you know, whether you use Photoshop or Illustrator or Adobe XD, sometimes just looking at a blank document is overwhelming to them. Sometimes the process of actually, like, quote unquote, flipping the switch, like making a site live, it terrifies a lot of people. Yeah. Because, like, there's a lot of settings that can be messed up. That's all things you just learn as you do more and more of them. But I would still say the hardest part is getting through that last 10% of a website build.
Awesome.
Anything else?
That's all I really have.
Cool. All right.